and she saw a little boy running fast in spite of the outcries and the indignant protests of a worthy lady in black. The little boy ran into the sea, dressed as he was, and brought her back her scarf. Boy and scarf were both soaked through. The lady in black made a great fuss, but Christine laughed merrily and kissed the little boy, who was none other than the Vicomte Raoul de Chagny, staying at Lannion with his aunt. During the season they saw each other and played together almost every day. At the aunt's request, seconded by Professor Valerius, Daae consented to give the young Viscount some violin lessons. In this way, Raoul learned to love the same airs that had charmed Christine's childhood. They also both had the same calm and dreamy little cast of mind. They delighted in stories, in old Breton legends. And their favorite sport was to go and ask for them at the cottage doors, like beggars. "Ma'am, or kind gentleman, have you a little story to tell us, please?" And it seldom happened that they did not have one given them. For nearly every old Breton grande dame has, at least once in her life, seen the Corrigans dance by moonlight on the heather. But their great treat was, in the twilight, in the great silence of the evening after the sun had set in the sea, when Daae came and sat down by them on the roadside and, in a low voice, as though fearing lest he should frighten the ghosts whom he evoked, told them the legends of the land of the north. And the moment he stopped, the children would ask for more. There was one story that began, "A king sat in a little boat on one of those deep, still lakes that open like a bright eye in the midst of the Norwegian mountains." And another, "Little Lotta thought of everything and nothing. Her hair was golden as the sun's rays, and her soul was clear and blue as her eyes. She wheedled her mother, was kind to her doll, took great care of her frock and her little red shoes and her fiddle, but most of all loved, when she went to sleep, to hear the angel of music." When the old man told this story, Raoul looked at Christine's blue eyes and golden hair, and Christine thought that Lotta was very lucky to hear the angel of music when she went to sleep. The angel of music played a part in all Daddy Daae's tales, and he maintained that every great musician, every great artist, received a visit from the angel at least once in his life. Sometimes the angel leans over their cradle, as happened to Lotta, and that is how there are little prodigies who play the fiddle at 6 better than men at 50, which, you must admit, is very wonderful. Sometimes the angel comes much later because the children are naughty and won't learn their lessons or practice their scales. And sometimes he does not come at all because the children have a bad heart or a bad conscience. No one ever sees the angel, but he is heard by those who are meant to hear him. He often comes when they least expect him, when they are sad and disheartened. Then their ears suddenly perceive celestial harmonies, a divine voice, which they remember all their lives. Persons who are visited by the angel quiver with a thrill unknown to the rest of mankind, and they cannot touch an instrument or open their mouths to sing without producing sounds that put all other human sounds to shame. Then people who do not know that the angel has visited those persons say that they have genius,